Hi, I'm Lauren Edmonds. I'm the founder and owner of a school that supports children with learning delays. I'm hoping the space gives you something to think about.
I want to talk today a bit about mistakes, because that is exactly where the learning happens. So if your child makes a mistake and your approach is to shame them for the mistake, and I don't think that parents are actively trying to shame their kids, but statements like, you can do better than that, or you're not trying hard enough, those things actually stop children from wanting to try harder, wanting to try it all. What they actually start to do is they start to look for easy work that they can get done well, where there's no mistakes, so they can get a comment from you that says, well done, you're really great, you're good, you're clever, you're doing well, I'm so proud of you. So then they avoid the mistakes. What they're actually avoiding is the learning. You don't want that. You want a child that's curious about things, that leans into new information on a constant basis, and that doesn't have any problem making any mistakes. And then when a mistake is made or pointed out to them, they can turn it around and go, oh, that's interesting, I didn't see it that way. Or I can see where I made that small mistake, let me do it again. That attitude gets a child into a learning state and actually makes them more successful. When we shame children for their mistakes, we break them down. So going into the new academic year, going into any kind of new cycle, you can change the way you deal with your kids. You can change how you speak to them about what they do. Praise the thing that they're doing, well, because that's action orientated. They can do more of that. And when they make mistakes, praise them for noticing the mistake. Praise them for trying hard, because then they'll become the kind of kid that tries hard. And that's what we want. That's what striving is all about. And we make it so much easier for children if we can help them to stay curious. Shaming children shuts down curiosity. A curious brain is a learning brain. Of course, there's the other side of the coin. When children are making too many mistakes and even encouraging them is not helping, then we're looking at either a big misunderstanding or some kind of learning delay. Get it assessed, figure out what's going on, and get back on track with, oh, I see you made a mistake. How can I help you out? Can you do this differently? Should we try it again tomorrow? What if we did it just in another way? I love that you're trying so hard. I love watching you working so hard. It's wonderful. Keep going. Those are the things that really makes your kid want to learn and want to do better. And if you can get it inside them, intrinsic motivation and an internal locus of control, they will strive for themselves without you having to drag them through school. I hope this helps. Chat to you later.